Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. Hey, I'm delighted to be with you one more time and again have another chance to tell you about Jesus. All this week we're speaking about the anointed Christ. Never was anyone in the annals of human history more anointed than the Lord Jesus Christ. He was given the Spirit of God without measure, and he was anointed into three different offices. He was the prophet, the priest, and the king, and no man in the whole of history has ever held all three offices of prophet, priest, and king all at the same time, except for the Lord Jesus. Yesterday we noticed how that when the folks had come to arrest him back in John 7, that they failed to arrest him. I mean, they were hopping mad at him, but they couldn't arrest him. And all they could give as an excuse for their inability was to say, "Of Jesus," they said, "never man spake like this man." They'd never heard anything like it. They'd never seen anything or anyone like him. And they listened to his words of majesty and authority and his claims, and they were stunned. Have you ever been stunned by Jesus, by the way? Oh, dear believer, I'm talking to you. No. If you're an unbeliever, you haven't met him yet, so I don't expect you to be stunned by him. But those who say they are followers of his, has he ever stunned you? Has he ever amazed you? Has he ever overawed you with who he is? If he hasn't, talk to him about that. Ask for your heart to be renovated, that you could see him in his glory, in his majesty. There never was a prophet like him. But let me tell you this, there never was a priest like him either. John 19 verse 41 gives us a simple little scripture which says that Jesus was buried in a tomb wherein was never yet man laid. It was a virgin tomb. Nobody had been buried there. And this draws our attention to the fact that there was a uniqueness about him. There was a uniqueness about him in his life. There was a uniqueness about him in his death. He is our New Testament priest. Now the priests in the Old Testament, or the priests I should say, were the forerunners of Christ's. They made offerings, and they would take in the blood of bulls and goats and rams, and all this blood was offered up for the sins of the people. But Jesus is the unique priest. Now, when I say unique, I mean the only one of its kind. He's the unique priest, and there's no comparison between him, really. There's no comparison between him and the Old Testament priest. Jesus is a priest unparalleled and unrivaled in the annals of human history. For he offered up himself as the sacrifice. No priest of the Old Testament would have dared to do that. Even the high priest had to offer up an offering for his own sins before he made an offering for the sins of the people. But Christ Jesus died for sin and for sinners, but he didn't die for his own sin because he is sinless. But he has paid for the sin of his people. Won't you love him today? He's great. He's marvelous. And that's the Gospel Truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.